insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. My brothers and sisters in faith, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Here again, we are in another session of our program discussing another verse of the Holy Quran about our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household. First of all, we listen together to the recitation of the holy verse.
وَمِنْهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ النَّبِيَّ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنٌ قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يؤمن بالله ويؤمن للمؤمنين ورحمة للذين آمنوا منكم والذين يؤذون رسول الله لهم عذاب أليم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومنهم الذين يؤذون النبي ويقولون هو أذن قل أذن خير لكم يؤمن بالله ويؤمن للمؤمنين ورحمة للذين آمنوا منكم والذين يؤذون رسول الله لهم عذاب أليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, among them are those who torment the Prophet and say, he is an ear. Say, an ear that is good for you. He has faith in Allah and trusts the faithful and is a mercy for those of you who have faith. As for those who torment the Apostle of Allah, there is a painful punishment for them. If you want to start with this verse, I prefer to tell you the story and the occasion of the revelation of this verse. A group of the hypocrites had a sitting together and were saying ill of the Prophet, about the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household. One of them said to the others, "You better stop saying ill of this man. That is, may easily reach him, and he will make the people to rise and revolt against you." Another one, whose name was Jallas, said, "It doesn't matter, because we may then go to him and deny our saying. He will admit, because he is a good ear and listens to everyone comes to him, listens to everyone who goes to him, and welcomes people easily." So after this, this verse was revealed and disclosed the secrets of their confidential meeting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says that what they were talking about it is not a weak point of the Prophet, but it is a virtue. They said that the Prophet is an ear. This means that he listens to everyone or hears everyone's words when they come to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is not a weak point of the Prophet. This is a virtue. Because the Prophet gives ear to anyone who wants to talk him. He is willing, he is available everywhere and listens to all people's words and complaints and views. But this does not mean that he accepts everything he listens and everything he hears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, he is an ear, but he is a good ear and listens to you all, but he does not believe in you. قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ. O my Prophet, tell them, yes, he is a good ear. يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He has faith in Allah and trusts the faithful. He does not trust in you. Yes, he is a mercy to all mankind, and because of this, he listens to you, because he is a mercy to all mankind, and we have talked about this a lot before, but in particular, he is a mercy to the believers, and because of this, he trusts in them, not you. By giving ear to you, he respects your personality and does not injure, does not hurt your feeling. This is a qualification of any kind and compassionate leader. He is the leader of your community, so he respects you, he listens to your words, and he knows all your weak points and tricks by Allah's blessings and mercy, and he keeps them confidential. And because he keeps them confidential, because he does not want to disgrace you, to disrespect you. Of course, the Prophet is not so simple that hears to everyone and gives value to everyone's word, to all nonsense words of these hypocrites and others. And that was, and his listening and his hearing to all words was a mercy by Allah, because a leader, a good leader, has to listen to all people's views and words, and to know them better and to know the community as best as possible. So this verse actually talks about a qualification of our beloved Prophet, which is similar to some other moral characters of His Holiness. Our Prophet was humble, was very merciful towards people. He was so humble that it has been narrated that when he was on a journey with some of his disciples, and they decided to slaughter a sheep to eat from its meat, every one of the disciples suggested to do a part, to take part in the slaughtering and making the food ready. One of them said, I would slaughter it. The other said, I would make the meat ready. The other one said, I would wash it. And everyone wanted to contribute in this act. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household also said, I would go and gather and bring wood to make fire. The disciples said, Oh Prophet, you are the Prophet. We can do it. We are enough to make this food. But the Prophet replied, Yes, I know that you can do it yourselves, but I do not want to be different from you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like to see His servant amongst His companions different. He does not like to see His servant in a different way when he is amongst his companions and his friends. So he was contributing in all things they used to do, and he was one of them. He actually was counted as one of the disciples and as one of the companions, as one of the believers at that age. It has been narrated that when a stranger was entering the mosque of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household, could not know which one of those men was the Prophet, because they all were the same. No special place for sitting, no special clothes, no special, I don't know, servants, or there were no signs to indicate that this person is the Prophet. So he was asking, who is the Prophet? That was because he was very humble. He was amongst his people. And he was humble at that degree that when one day one ordinary man came to him, wanted to ask him something, he was somehow frightened. The Prophet understood that and told him, "What's the matter? Why are you frightened? Just take it easy. I'm not a king. I'm an ordinary man like you. Take it easy. Feel yourself comfortable and say everything you want to say it." At the end of this session, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to take him, to take the Prophet as our exemplar and to act as he did and to be a good follower of him and to stay in his path by doing what he did and by trying to understand more and more what he ordered us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, Allah, yeah, Allah, Allah, yeah, Allah, Allah, yeah, Allah, 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 yeah, Allah, Allah, yeah, Allah, Allah, yeah, Allah, Allah, Subhanallah.
خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر
من خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة
الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله الله